Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
The Wellsville Mountains of northern Utah are known for their steepness, spectacular beauty, and an extraordinary fall raptor migration. The thermal uplift on its steep west slopes funnels the birds along the east side of the Great Salt Lake to their southerly destinations. Many species, eagles, falcons, accipiters, and budios grace its slopes. Migration occurs primarily from mid-August to mid-October. Last Saturday's hawk watchers were treated to 300-plus birds consisting of 15 different species. There is one in particular that is known for its extraordinary abilities and unusual behaviors that I will dwell on, that being the Swainson's hawk. Nearly the entire population of these amazing birds will navigate their way to Argentina, a distance not equaled by any other raptor. This species was named after William Swainson, a British naturalist. It is also known as the grasshopper hawk or locust hawk, as it is very fond of locusts and grasshoppers and will voraciously eat these insects whenever they are available. They have the unusual behavior of congregating in large numbers in fields to attack their prey. I've counted over 100 birds occupying cut hay fields in a half-mile distance. Breeding swains and hawks are opportunistic feeders as well, that respond quickly to local concentrations of food and rely heavily upon mammal, bird, and reptiles, such as young ground squirrels, rabbits, pocket gophers, mice, small birds that include mallards, young sage grouse, American kestrel, and young short-eared owls. Reptiles include snakes, such as racers, gophers, striped whip snakes, and lizards. Amphibians, such as tiger salamanders and toads, are taken as well. In Argentina, Swainson hawks feed on flocks of migratory darner dragonfly, following the hordes of insects and feeding mostly on the wing. Outbreaks of locusts may also be exploited. There is also some evidence that roadkill birds and animals are consumed both on the wintering grounds and on breeding grounds. They commonly follow tractors during haying or plowing, where rodents are exposed for the hawks to capture, or insects are uncovered after crop cutting. Wildfires often attract foraging hawks as well, especially grass fires in their South American wintering range, where they frequently wait around the edges of the fire, picking off insects and vertebrates, including grouse, lizards, and snakes. This week I will be going on my way to our raptor observation peak high in the Wellsvilles, hoping to see this amazing bird, along with a host of other raptors as they migrate to more favorable climes. But only one of the myriad species will make it all the way to Argentina. This is Jack Green reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.